All right, so the title of my talk is How to Find an International Horticultural Opportunity That Fits Your Experience. And the idea here was that people have lots of different experiences, and there's lots of different requirements for all kinds of things that we might do, whether it's consulting or studying or traveling or whatever. And so that's a really big thing, and I could talk probably for 2 hours, but I'm going to try to make this in 20 minutes. So some things I might not do in depth, if you'll forgive me for that. So because I've been the vice president for the international division, because of these different working group chairs, I often find that I get asked things. And so people say, how do you get involved in these projects? How did you do that? Or how can I get into international consulting? I know something and I'd like to get involved. Or the best one, I love to travel, and how can I get paid to travel instead of paying for it? Okay, so I try to address that. So anyway, so for those of you in the audience, there's really a first step to figuring out what might match what you've done, your experience, what that may qualify you for, what it fits. Okay, so immediately ask a question. Are there any undergraduates in here? Any? Good, we're safe. Are there any graduate students? Okay, a few. Is anyone here just a teacher, an educator of some sort? We've probably got mostly researchers, right? Researchers, professors. Are there any industry people? Yeah. Okay. Does anyone do consulting in here? Anyone? Yeah? Anyone ever? No, there's one. Okay. And then we should also find out, you know, if you work full-time or part-time or you're unemployed, which is okay. It's not a problem here. Or you're retired. There's things for everybody that could fall into this. And so to me, the second step is to determine how your experiences that you already have will help you out, okay? And so what I'd ask to someone who says, how can I get into it, is I say, so tell me what you've done already, your travels, what international experience you've got. And so the first thing I often get is something like this. Well, I've never really been outside the U.S., but I watch the Travel Channel. Those shows are cool. Those places are all great. And that's fine if that's your experience, but it won't get you a position anywhere. So we look at things, and so what happens is they say, well, what else have you done internationally? And so this comes up, and we'll say this. And so they say, well, I went to Hawaii last year. Does that count? It's international, right? And don't sell that, okay? It's not. UPS thinks it's international, but it's not, okay? So don't follow that one. So what else have you done? Well, we go out and we see natural things. We go, nature, right? Well, and so I say, well, does that have anything to do with it? And it turns out that what, of course, has happened is that they went to Niagara Falls, and so isn't that in Canada? Yeah, that's international, and that's a cool thing to do, but it probably won't get you a consulting position, okay? And so what else maybe did you do, okay, up to this point? And we discover that, well, okay, I'm in college, and maybe we went to Tijuana or Juarez, and we had a good time with a bunch of people, and I know that's an international experience. It counts. Don't write it down, okay? That's the wrong experience to report if you want a job, okay? So the question would kind of be, what's happening? And so I say, well, how do you understand how things are? And so then this sort of thing happens, and so you say, well, okay, you know, I've been to Atlanta, but I didn't realize Georgia was another country. How did that happen? And so they don't realize there's even these things. So they need a little work with their geography. And so my comment is, you know, all these experiences or lack of experiences won't help you very much. And so how can we, you know, kind of get you to move along so that you can get paid to travel and give advice and not advice on bars in Tijuana, okay? So the next idea is, how can I get experiences if I really haven't had a lot, okay? And so, unfortunately, it can be simple. Going on vacation to a foreign country actually can be the start of a useful experience. You just have to take the right attitude with it. And so, you need to go, if you would like to find some international experiences, you see a show on the Travel Channel and you think, well, Paris is really cool, I really wanna go, okay? If you wanna go to France, go on the internet, look it up, get some information, get prepared, because you might like France, okay? Okay, so one of the most interesting ways is the big trend in agritourism. And so there's all kinds of possible tourist things that you could take. So if you go to France, or if you're on a cruise and they stop at, you know, at Nice or Marseille, see if there's something like this. And there's all sorts of these agritourism things. This is the schematic on how we get tourists to here. And a lot of places do it. So, but that can expose you actually to local agriculture, and maybe that's where you want to start, okay? So now when we're picking tours, maybe we shouldn't just pick, you know, any tour. So if we look at National Geographic or if we look at the Smithsonian, they run really special tours with usually very well-trained speakers and tour guides who go out to places that are not just your standard tourist thing. And so here's kind of an example. Let's say you took a Nat Geo trip to Machu Picchu in Peru. Well, if you take advantage of this opportunity, you'll probably, while you're on the same trip, go to farmers markets, you'll go to a little town, you'll be down narrow roads, you'll see houses. You can see things about it, and this kind of gives you an idea. So then you can come back and go online and see who's doing what in Peru. It just put up Peru and U.S. volunteers or something, and you'll start picking up all kinds of possibilities. So you could have a nice, fancy vacation, but translate it into something. There's a lot of opportunities if you work at a university to travel. So maybe you just need to find out who at your university is coordinated with where. And I want to point out here the Fulbright one. There's so many Fulbright programs. Many of you probably visited the website. It's CIES, the Council for the International Exchange of Scholars, administers these. But there's probably close to maybe even more than 1,000, at some point, faculty every year sent on Fulbrights that have, you know, opportunities to be paid. But there's great opportunities for grad students, both our U.S. grad students going overseas and for foreign grad students coming here. And these are well-funded things. You just have to make a case, why should I do it internationally? Why do I need to go? And you know, maybe Paris isn't the best case, it's a question, but why do I need to go to Guinea, or why do I need to go to Mali, or some of these more difficult places? What research am I doing there? And Fulbright is a really excellent program for funding these, so it's a good place to look. Warning, some of the deadlines are coming up. August 1st, this Friday's the deadline for the scholar programs for 2015-16, but other things have floating dates, okay? So, what else can we do here? So the next thing is look at the study abroad program, okay? And so many universities, including mine, have study abroad fairs where you can come in, and there's all kinds of companies that run study abroads, okay? And many universities actually have a cooperation agreement with one or more places, say like in Costa Rica, maybe Earth. You've got your university accepts credits from there and so forth. You can transfer them in. And so this is really an ideal way to go about getting an experience and getting credit. What is it not? It's not free. Okay, so this is one of these things you're going to pay for. And another really important thing is internships. And there's lots and lots of opportunities to do an internship. Internships are unusual. Some are paid, some are not paid. Some pay expenses, some give you opportunities, but you pay expenses. So you kind of have to read what's happening with them carefully. But lots and lots of overseas aid organizations and other things have internships, and they're trying to train people and learn how people operate. If someone works well in an internship, then they have a chance at a job. So it's pretty useful. So on the internet, we can look at some things like this. So here's the website Verge Magazine. The bylines travel with a purpose and some ideas. And we can look at websites like DevX or DevNet Jobs. And if you haven't joined LinkedIn, you can join LinkedIn. There's all sorts of connections, people in other countries. So in the case, Verge Magazine has a Facebook page. DevX has a LinkedIn group where people actually look for consultants and so forth. Hopefully this will work. Yeah. This is just a little clip. I don't never trust the internet connection. This is Verge. If you just click over here, you get various screens, and then there's all these drop-down menus from the top, and there's all sorts of interesting articles, what to expect when traveling, and people's experiences, and blogs, and they have various writers. And then here, if we click Programs under Study Abroad, it will go to this screen, and there'll be a whole bunch of sorters. In this case, we're in agriculture, so we might look at these, and we're going to pick up the one that says academic exchange. So we click over there, and that will come up, and this will sort of scroll down. and we can see them. So I'm just going to pick the first one here because I didn't waste a lot of time. So let's say we picked Pacific Discovery, the very first thing they mention. Okay, and we click on it. And this sends us directly to that. So what does Pacific Discovery do? And they have opportunities. In this case, we can see way on the other side, over here, that we can select countries. So countries may be really important to us. You just have an idea, I just have to go to New Zealand. Well, okay, so what can I do? Okay, so what sort of study abroad options have I got here? And so in this case, give you, you know how advertisements work. Anyway, we'll look at this and we'll say, what can you do? And it will give us the page and explain really pretty quickly what sort of opportunities are there, and you can do this, what sort of courses are offered, what sort of things. Some of them will have opportunities mixed here where there's classes and there's internships and there's different sorts of opportunities, and what to expect, how the scheduling and whatever, and what it costs. Okay, and so that's kind of handy. So this will actually come up with this, and we can scroll down through the whole thing, and it will tell us, you know, what we're going to be doing for 2 months in this case, and in some of the costs and where it covers. So this has sustainability and several things. The volunteer things are interesting because some of them you pay to volunteer, and some of them pay you. Okay, now. First grant, that sounds like maybe not the best opportunity overseas, but in fact, it's a very good one. Many of the volunteer programs have actual experience working with farmers or food processing groups or all sorts of different things, which is real experience when someone says, what have you done? And I worked with farmers for a month in Ecuador. Well, that says quite a bit. Most people wouldn't do it. So we may not watch this whole thing just kind of quickly. If we went to Verge again, they have a button at the top. There's a work one. This is a volunteer one. There's a couple of these, but I'm only going to show this one here. And again, we picked the programs, and I want to show you because this is a little different than the ones I talk about normally. But here we'll pick what area. So we'll pick environmental and conservation, okay? And it goes to the next screen, and lo and behold, look over there. Agriculture and horticulture, 51 opportunities, okay? So 51 volunteer opportunities that have horticulture related. And so we'll just kind of scroll down through the page here quickly. I could stop on any one of these, but and it will in just a moment, but there's all sorts of things here. So some will be internships, some will be direct volunteering. So they're kind of stirred in, but there's quite a lot. Some will have one country, some will be large, some will be nonprofits, some will be profit companies, some will be national things of various sorts. Anyway, on the next page, I just picked an example I thought looked interesting here. This is the Global Service Corps. I don't know them, no particular affiliation. If we click on the title there, we'll get a little summary here from Verge, and we can link to their web page so you can see what they're talking about. So in this case, when we look at it, a little information where they're located, what their mandate or what their charge is, several things. And it does mention some of the countries. And I didn't scroll down just because I spent all our time doing this. But it's sort of Thailand and Tanzania, and they do Cambodia, and there's some others. So anyway, here's their page. And I want to stop just a second. Notice here there's all sorts of things. So this is for students. This is for mid-career professionals. This is if you're retired. This is volunteering for families, this is groups, and so forth. Anyway, so they have all sorts of opportunities. Let's see if it'll go up to it. So, anyway, okay, so it'll go ahead and not do that. We had problems with this. Anyway, there's a sustainability thing right here. It's not going to do it, so I'll just click past. But it winds up showing that you can do it for 2 weeks or 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks or, and whatever it costs. So this isn't free. It'll cost you $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. So anyway, your university may offer opportunities for leading a tour or teaching classes overseas. You coordinate with somebody else. There's lots of NGOs that are looking for volunteers. They don't often require too much experience. Maybe they're very specific. They need hydroponics experience, and they need growing strawberries experience, and they're not too worried yet that you don't have it. But if you have gone with them, And then other things come up, consulting or whatever, they look back at their volunteers because they have a record. So it can be quite useful. So anyway, there's a bunch of them here. Vega Alliance is a good place to check online because this is the umbrella for all of these NGOs that are interested, and you can get to all of them from one website. So that works pretty well. A lot of religion-based organizations have all kinds of volunteer opportunities. Some of them are funded by the U.S. government. Catholic Relief Services has joined the Farmer to Farmer program this year. And there's lots of for-profit companies, actually, that take USAID and other government contracts. So in this case, Chemonix International is well-known. They hire consultants of various sorts from 1 or 2 weeks to 2 or 3 years. So this is the WinRock website. Since I'm short on time, I won't do it. We could go through this. But so the next step is how to do this. So anyway, agencies recruit volunteers for paid consultancies, which is often the case, and they're looking at a track record. Be sure you check the qualifications. Where many volunteer things require interest and some education or knowledge, unfortunately, some of the consultancies also require 10 years experience. So occasionally, you may be very good at something, but you kind of get knocked out. This is DevEx, and I'm not going to show it, but again, we have the opportunity to look at jobs. You can just click on it. So DevEx is a commercial page. You can join it or you can do it for free. They list a whole bunch of jobs, and so that would be one way to do it. So there's lots of employers. If we go back to the Verge thing, lots of UN positions are listed. You can find them that way. Lots of government positions. But just again, be careful. Sometimes the qualifications require years of experience. So anyway, my case would be volunteering is the best way for you to get experience you can put on your CV, which will then help you to get paid consulting positions because you've got the experience required. How much experience do I have? I've done, I think it's counting, about 25 different volunteer projects over the years, and a number of short-term paid consulting things. Sometimes a retainer, there will be people in the country who just need advice, and so they'll say, we're going to reserve, and you'll be in your office, and we'll do a Skype or something for an hour, a month, or something like that. I've been fortunate. I have been able to do Fulbright twice. So I did Africa University in Zimbabwe, and I did the University of Mauritius. So,
is the university okay if you use the university time to do some work overseas, or just
Help
them out?
Okay. The question was, is it okay to use university time to do this various sorts of work? My university, I think, perceives, of course, Fulbright is a good thing. That's a big reputation thing. It goes in the paper, and there's big letters, and even one of their home pages says, here's all our Fulbright scholars at Florida Gulf Coast. I've never had, as long as I show up and do classes and turn in things, I've never had them ask if I was doing something else over there. The volunteer things, probably they would prefer that I not take it out of class time, although I've been released. I did teach a short course at a university in Tajikistan, and it was 2 weeks during the term. So I think if you're at a university, you probably better ask their opinion. But I think the volunteer stuff, builds a reputation. It's a good connection to students. But they probably prefer you do it when you're so that it doesn't take away from university things. Yeah, I think it's variable. You really should ask. Hawaii's fairly liberal, aren't they, Dr. Paul?
Yeah.
I know in Florida before it used to be that there were some restrictions on doing it in state, but not many restrictions out of the country, as long as again it didn't take away from your position. But I don't know what their current rules are.